Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Crick Block Podcast. I'm Nash, joined by my co-host Shabel, and for today's discussion, we have a cracker lineup. We'll start with a quick review of the IPL final, you know, discuss what KKR had for their breakfast. Then we'll dissect Ambati Raidu's comments, tricky comments on Virat Kohli. And then finally, get ready to discuss our T20 World Cup predictions with Super 8 semifinals and crown our predicted winners as well. With me, as always, I have my co-host Shabel. And let's start with the greetings first. How are you, Shabel?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. Yeah. Sorry for the late one tonight. My kid takes his time to sleep. I think he's like his dad, doesn't
as
like
we
to
all
sleep,
do.
But we're all good. All good here.
That's good. That's good. So let's start with the big discussion.
Yep.
IPL final. KKR, I think you already predicted that. I went for Sunrisers Hyderabad. Just wanted to see what happens with the Pat Cummins golden touch. Unfortunately,
yep.
it wasn't to be in this final. And well, the Indian fan inside me was happy in a way. But you know, Hyderabad supporter inside me wasn't that happy. But yeah, KKR just blew SRH out of the water for that grand final. Mitchell Starc, that one ball, I don't know how many times I've already seen that. It
Yep,
was
I
an
tweeted about it today.
absolute peach to
Oh
turn
man,
up.
that's unplayable.
That's the 24 crores speaking right there.
That's Mitchell Starc in a nutshell, isn't it? Very much below average the whole league stage, I have to say. Trolled for that price. KKR trolled for the amount they spent on him, but he's delivered two player of the match performances in the playoffs. You know, the qualifier and then the final. And that brought Abhishek Sharma. I mean, that's just as good as it gets. That is as good as it gets.
Yeah, and you know, the two main players that were the two main sort of auction points that were trolled a lot were Pat Cummins and Mitchell Starc, and
Yes, and they
both
were the
played the
star, one of
finals.
the key performers for both those teams, right? Cummins as a captain, as a bowler, even with the bat throughout the tournament. But Starc, I don't know, there's this switch that he just flicks when it comes to these big playoffs games or the semi-finals or the finals, whatever it may be. I remember last year in the World Cup as well, I thought very much under par the whole league stage for Australia. But then the hope was that he could find another gear when it comes to those big semi-finals, those big qualifiers, those big playoffs. And he does. He often does that. And
And
this
it
was
was
another
a
example.
absolutely, and it was a really underwhelming final for such a big event.
Yes.
It was
Yes.
114
The
runs.
wait for the presentation took longer than the game itself.
It did. It did.
Far out.
You know, finishing the game in 10 overs, chasing the target in the final. And, you know, Venkatesh Iyer just went out there and smashed the ball all around the park.
Mate,
What are
he had a
what are
great season.
absolutely, he had a cracking season. And that's what I wanted to speak to you about and, you know, touch on quickly before we move on is what KKR did successfully was that Indian core players that they had. And
Yes.
those were the strong
Yes.
players that proved to be a lot of, you know, that proved to be the difference in most of the games because you got Rinku Singh, you got Iyer, you got Shreyas, you got Venkatesh Iyer, you got Shreyas Iyer, you got Ramandeep Singh, you got bowlers in Chakravarti, you got
Harshit Rana,
Rana,
and
Arora, and that's absolutely brilliant. So, and then you add, it's like Professor, you know, I forgot, Professor Oak, sorry, Professor X making the Powerpuff Girls. You know,
just
you add a bit
adding.
of spice at the end, and and you
Yes.
add, that you add the foreign players like Sunil
It's
Narine and
crazy, isn't
Andre
it?
Russell and Mitchell Starc, and it was a recipe for success.
It just goes to show how good a season they had that Rinku Singh was a footnote. How good he is, but it wasn't needed. I mean, Shreyas Iyer remained unbeaten in chases, I think, the whole tournament. Russell didn't bat at all in chases from memory. So that just goes to show the total dominance from this team throughout the season. And one of the concerns we had coming into the playoffs is they didn't play for nearly 2 weeks because of two washouts. They
That's
did
correct.
not miss a single
That's
beat.
correct.
They came in, they belted SRH twice. And that is really, really impressive. What a tournament. It's as a dominant tournament I can remember when it comes to the IPL. They did not miss a beat, man.
Absolutely.
What a performance, what a team. And credit to the
Absolutely.
coaching staff. For me, the addition of Gautam Gambhir to that coaching staff and the leadership group. The guy's a magnificent coach and great cricketing mind. So
Yeah.
happy for him and happy for Shreyas Iyer. And I'm happy that Ian Bishop gave Shreyas Iyer his flowers on commentary because he really deserves it. He's done well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in the mega auction at the
Do they
end of this
retain?
year. Yeah, that'll be really interesting to see, because I think franchises can retain six players.
Has it changed from four to six? Because
I
I
think
think it's
it's four
four at
to
the
six.
moment,
Yes, I think
but the
it's four to
franchises
six.
has that been confirmed? Because my
I'm not
understanding is
sure.
it's
I'm not sure.
four.
We'll have to check. We'll have to check. We'll check that.
Yeah. My understanding the franchises want six or eight, but I don't know if
Yes.
that's confirmed yet. I think it's still at four, which is very difficult to get the
Yep,
four right.
absolutely.
But
Anyway, speaking of IPL 2024, big congratulations to KKR. And look, congratulations to SRH as well. They played fantastic cricket and reached the finals, but unfortunately, they were on the wrong side. Moving on, after the final, Ambati Rayudu made some interesting comments in front of Matthew Hayden and Kevin Peterson and Mayank Thilanga. It was the comment saying Virat Kohli, the way Virat Kohli plays and carries himself on the field, he set such an high standard, such an exceptional standard that the youngsters in the team feel the pressure, and hence Virat Kohli needs to tone it down a bit, basically. That's what he said, which I just find it bizarre, isn't it? As a former international cricketer, Ambati Rayudu knows best how what happens inside a dressing room and what happens on a field. And if a youngster is feeling pressured by how the veterans and the seniors are playing cricket, then
That person
unfortunately
does that youngster,
they are not in the right place.
they do not belong there, 100%.
Exactly. And especially as an Australian, you tell me, as an Australian, if this was the case a few years back, when imagine walking into the dressing room of Glenn McGrath, Shane Warne, Jason Gillespie, Ricky Ponting, Adam Gilchrist, Matthew Hayden, Justin Langer, the list goes on, and Brett Lee, and here's a youngster. If you walk into that dressing room, you wouldn't expect them to pander and to play to your standard. You have to come up
No
to
way.
their standard.
That's right, 100%. You got to be the sponge soaking it all in, and lifting your game and your standards if you want to be part of that Australian team, right? There's no mucking around. And imagine, I think with Ambati Rayudu, he's saying this stuff next to two mentality monsters, I think in KP and Hayden, because those two, the biggest strength of theirs was their mentality of how they wanted to dominate and get over the top of bowlers.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin
But
Peterson in his first test took down Shane Warne and Glenn McGrath in the
yes,
Ashes. So,
exactly. That's the thing. I think in society in general, we get that. It's like, oh man, this person is, I feel threatened by their success, or I feel threatened by their standards. No, you got to look at it a different way. It's like, no, it's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen from Ryudu.
and
For to get Kohli to bring his standards down, it's up to the youngsters and giving the youngsters the message that this is what you got to aspire to, because it's not just his
Yes.
performance and what he does on the field, it's his hard work off it. Virat Kohli's success is not overnight.
No.
The guy works hard on his fitness and on his batting day in, day out. And that's what you got to
Mean,
aspire to, man.
he's 36, 35, almost 36. He runs like a machine, and even in tests, he doesn't give up any runs. He's running hard for seconds and thirds in any format. And I
Case in
mean,
point was last year's World Cup when in Mumbai, everyone was going down in Mumbai in the humidity. And he was just sprinting twos and threes,
absolutely.
even when
And
he was
that's the
out there for
thing.
3 hours.
Sometimes I just don't understand. So as an Indian fan, as an Indian cricket watcher growing up, I grew up watching players, foreign players like I mentioned, Ricky Ponting, Glenn McGrath, Jason Gillespie, even New Zealand players like Stephen Fleming, Chris Cairns, and Daniel Vittori, West Indies players, some brilliant players, and Chris Gayle
Yes.
and Ramdhir Sarwan and Darren Ganga and Shivnarine Chandrapol and
Brian Lara, of course.
Brian Lara, of course. And Players, especially speaking about the Australian players, when we used to play Australia, I absolutely hated it. I just hated Australia. I just hated everything about them. I hated Ricky Ponting. I hated literally everyone from that team as a kid supporting India. I just wish, and everyone around me, my friends, family, everyone said the same thing. Why can't our players play like that? Why can't we were while going for cricket coaching and clinics and everything, the coaches used to mention the Australian players, you should feel like them, you should play like them, you should bowl like them. The thing is, now that we have these players who are playing like that, we have players like Shubman Gill, Virat Kohli, Yashasvi Jaiswal, who don't give a shit about anyone. They don't.
That's true.
They are the new, basically, they have the mentality of the new India that we are here to win. We are here to stay, and there's nothing you can do about it. But which was similar to what Australians had, let's say, in 2003, 2004, 2005, that era of Ricky Ponting and all those were always in your face. And, now we have those players, and now we are trying to sort of tone them down and cut them into like
No.
what we think should be moral and ethical, but it doesn't work like that.
No, it's about winning. It's
Exactly.
about winning. It's about driving your standards up, right? You got to aim to be the best you can be. If someone else threatens you by their sheer work ethic and their fitness and their regimes, and well, then you're in the wrong business. Go do something else.
I
You know,
mean,
you're in the wrong space.
exactly.
No
Whenever
question about it.
someone, yeah, exactly. Whenever you know this best as an Australian growing up watching that team, I mean, it was so good to see
Yes.
them, wasn't it, as a kid?
It's, of course, amazing. I mean, the talent was there, but it's the mentality first and foremost. It's the mentality we're not losing. Ricky Ponting in 2007 before the World Cup, Australia, there was doubts about the Aussies because they lost 3-0 in New Zealand just before the tournament. He said, "I'm not having any of this." He goes, "We're going to go out and utterly dominate. You doubt us, you wait and see." And Australia won every game by a country mile and
I
won the
mean, if
World Cup with
2003
ease.
was their best performance, I don't know what 2007 was. 2007 was just out of the world.
Out of
And
the way, it was even more dominant than 2003 because 2003 they were in trouble in some games. There was none of that in 2007. So
And
they got
that's the
even
thing.
better, right? Yeah.
Exactly. And that's
And
what
it's
I
different
think about.
players. And it was different players that came into
Absolutely.
2007 as well. There was Michael Clarke and Brad Hodge and Nathan Bracken was there. And it was different players that came into that team in 2003, but they didn't miss a beat because when you come into that team, you got to buy into what that team is doing. You got to come
Absolutely.
up to speed and match the
Absolutely.
standards that are set by the players in there. They're not there to tone it down. Imagine Ricky Ponting was next to Ambati Rayudu on the panel. He would have gone.
I would have
Sorry.
loved that. I would have loved that. And that's the thing. That's, bringing the point to Ambati Raidu and what he said. It doesn't work like that.
It's a poor
These players,
mentality. It really is a loser mentality.
Exactly.
Loser.
Exactly. Anyway, moving on. The bigger discussion today, the better
Yes.
discussion, the big thing that's coming up in cricket is the T20 World Cup starting next week. The warm-up games have already started, a
Yes.
few here and there. Teams are sort of finding the right balance now, trying to find the right balance. We are
No
here with
time to
our
rest in cricket,
predictions.
is there, eh? No time to
Ah,
rest.
no time to rest.
Straight from the IPL into this. But yeah, it
Absolutely.
should be great.
The good thing is all the Indian players who were on that flight to the T20 World Cup did not play the final, so they got an extra day's rest.
Is that good news? It's a positive way to look at
I'll take
it.
it as a good news. I'll take it as a good news anyway, but
That is a very glass half full approach.
we are here with our predictions, and I want to
Yes.
start with your Super 8 predictions. So before we do, there's two groups. Group
Yes.
one will be A1, whoever finishes first in Group A, then B2, second from Group B, C1, first from Group C, and then D2. Then similarly in Group two, it'll be A2, B1, C2, and D1. Okay, go, Shabel. What's your Super 8
All right.
prediction?
You've thrown me into the fire first. Okay. All right. A1, I'm going to go India to top that group. And the Pakistan Ireland game will decide who goes next. And it might seem that Pakistan will go through, and it's obvious, but they're playing such poor cricket this year, and Ireland is more than capable of springing a surprise on the day. So that's going to be a big game, Pakistan Ireland. But I expect Pakistan to go through that as the second ranked team and go into group two of the Super Eights. So India and Pakistan there. England and Australia, of course, to go in the other group, I think. But I think England will top the group and Australia will go in second. So Australia will go into India's group in the Super Eights. And then West Indies and New Zealand, I've got for the other group. But that is an interesting one with Afghanistan in there as well. That I had to think about that a little bit because Afghanistan are there and conditions might suit them a little bit. But I just think New Zealand and West Indies have a little bit more batting than Afghanistan. That's just my thinking there. But I love the all-rounders that Afghanistan have. And it certainly wouldn't surprise me if they go through. They've got the quality. Okay, West Indies to top the group, though, and New Zealand to come in second. And then Sri Lanka and South Africa, I've got in the final group. But that is a group of death, with the Netherlands, I think, the biggest challenger, not Bangladesh. I think Bangladesh are in all sorts, losing to USA, my goodness. But I go the Netherlands to challenge. But I think South Africa will top that group. Sri Lanka in second. So my groups will be for the Super 8: India, Australia, West Indies, and Sri Lanka in Group 1. And then Group 2: Pakistan, England, New Zealand, and South Africa. So what are your picks for those
Interesting,
Super 8s?
because we have gone very similar, very similar. There's one minor detail, but otherwise it's very similar. So group A, I've gone India and Pakistan. India to finish first, Pakistan to finish second. Group B, I've gone Australia to finish first and England to finish second.
It'll probably come down to that head-to-head battle, wouldn't it?
Exactly,
Whoever wins that game, right?
Group C, I've gone West Indies and New Zealand. Group D, I've got Sri Lanka and South Africa. So South Africa to finish first and then Sri Lanka to finish second. So that means group one, my group one is India, England, West Indies, and and Sri Lanka. And group two is Pakistan, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa.
So it's just literally England and Australia positions. That's the difference.
That'll
But
be interesting. So as
could
you
be a
said, there's a
surprise
lot
in there
of
though, man. Like,
what's that?
could be a surprise in there somewhere. You don't know. Like, you
That's what
know.
I'm guessing, and that's what I'm hoping for, because I think, well, if you go group by group, I think group A, Ireland might come up with a couple of surprises. Well, the biggest surprise would be them
If
beating
Pakistan are not
USA.
on,
Exactly.
I
That
really
that's what
worry
I'm
about
thinking.
them. They're just not clicking. They're
That's
not
what I'm
clicking
thinking.
Pakistan at the moment.
With group B, I'm not hoping for a big surprise. I'm not expecting a big surprise from anyone. It'll be a bit of a smooth sailing for Australia and England.
I like what Namibia and Scotland have, but I think Australia and England should be too strong.
With group C, I'm like you said, Afghanistan would be a big challenge for all the teams, for both New Zealand and West Indies. And look, with West Indies, I'm a bit skeptical. You just never know, to be honest, really. You
I
just
like
never
the look
know.
of the Windies.
I love, like, they've won 3-0 against South Africa recently, but you just never know with West Indies, do you?
You
Like,
don't.
they'll just throw up these
You know what? You don't.
surprises
You
and
don't. You, yeah. Look, it's the case for a lot of teams in this World Cup, though. It's this format as well. It's hard to predict.
and
But I
like
think,
it
Afghanistan versus New Zealand and Afghanistan versus West Indies,
yeah
massive games because you expect, everyone to beat PNG and Uganda. With due respect, but those two
with
teams, yeah, it's great to see them there. But yeah, I
yes
expect, those three teams to challenge very hard for those top two spots.
yep And same with group D. I think group D, like you said, is the group of death, because Bangladesh haven't had a good year so far. Netherlands will throw up a few surprises. Nepal, I'm thinking Nepal might have a couple of surprises as well.
Nepal could win a game or two, no question. The thing with Bangladesh is, if you never know with them, they might turn it on in the World Cup. They're just that sort of team that when there's no expectation on them, they might step up. Netherlands have beaten South Africa in the last two White Ball World Cups, 2022 and the T21, and then last year in the ODI
In
World
the
Cup, they
51,
beat them. So that if South Africa go in thinking it's going to be smooth sailing, well, they haven't learnt and they could get burnt again. But I expect the Proteas, with the strength of their batting, to go through. And Sri Lanka, I like the look of their bowling. They've got a lot of bowling options and they've got some really good spinners and some good fast bowlers too, Madushankar and Pathirana and Shamira. And they've got some good bowlers, Sri Lanka. I think they could cause a few problems in this World Cup, Sri Lanka. Wouldn't count them out to go far.
All right. Now we've got Super 8s. Who are your picks to go to the semifinals?
This was hard, man. This was really difficult, but might be a bit controversial. Might be going against my team here. I think India and West Indies will go through from Group One. I think Australia might just fall short back end of the tournament against the slow on the slower pitches. So because I picked Australia to go in the group with Sri Lanka as well, they might find a bit tough there too. So again, the thing with Australia is, my heart says absolutely we can go all the way, but my head says, have we really cracked T20 cricket yet? Because this team did win in 2021, but that was a chasing tournament. We had the good fortune of winning
And
the
that's the
toss.
thing. That's what I wanted to ask you is in this World Cup, what the teams have to do is with the nature of the grounds and the pitches, they might be a bit on the slower side, and
Yes.
the spinners will come into play. So for Australia, you need Adam Zampa, you need Maxwell to step up as the second spinner,
There's Ashton Agar in the squad too, who
Ashton
can
Agar
come
as
in.
well. So if you get 12
Australia
overs.
can cause problems, but yeah, I just feel the batting as well in the middle. You know, if they get a bit stuck, there's a potential for some collapses in this team. I hope I'm wrong, but I just feel they might just be very close in that group one, right? They could go on net
Yes.
run rate, just like in 2022 World Cup. They missed out on this on the semis due to the net run rate problem. But yeah, I just feel like they haven't really cracked T20 cricket. So yeah, it might be the tournament that suggests that in T20s a few players will step aside and we'll bring in some of the new guys like Fraser McGurk into the future and things like that. That's my prediction there, but that's just trying to think as logically as possible. My heart says Australia, come on, you know. But anyway, the group two, Pakistan, England, New Zealand, South Africa. In that group, I've gone England and New Zealand to go through to the semis there.
Okay.
New Zealand just know how to get it done. They're going to know how to get to semis, and I think England look very, very
So
strong.
who's finishing higher?
Okay, so I've got India to finish first, West Indies second, and then I've got England first, New Zealand second.
Okay, so India will play New Zealand, and then
Yes.
West Indies will play England.
England. Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah,
So
that's what I'm thinking.
this is where we differ. This is where our teams are different.
Yes, here we go.
Well, the my semifinalist is similar is India, obviously. For group
Yep.
one. The second one I've gone England. England T20, they always seem to come up with the goods. They have been the better side. I hate to admit it, but they have been the better side a lot of the
They are
occasion.
the defending champions. They are the
Exactly.
defending
They are the
champions.
defending champions. There you go.
Yep.
With group two, I've gone Australia and South Africa. I just feel Australia World Cup tournament, they have the mentality. I think they just get there by virtue of their mentality.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
You can say, people will say, well, how far does that get you? And we've seen how far Australia have gone with
Yeah.
mediocre teams as well. So I've gone India, England, Australia, South Africa. India to finish higher, England second. South Africa, sorry, Australia to finish higher, and then South Africa. So what that will happen is India, South Africa for the semifinals, and England, Australia for the semifinals.
Wow, that'd be
And
awesome.
then I've gone India versus Australia for the final.
Oh wow. Chance for revenge.
Chance for revenge. I'm being people will say I'm being delusional, but you have to have a bit of delusion
You
if you're an
do.
Indian cricket fan.
You do. You do. I think I've gone India to make the final. I think they'll get in, but I've gone the West Indies to win the tournament. That's my
Oof.
big pick. They're gonna do it. This is the year of the Windies. I'm feeling it, man. I
Oof.
got this feeling. They won a test in Australia in the year. They've got players dominating in the IPL. It's just a feel-good factor around the Windies, and they look very strong. to me.
What
I think
I
they're going to do
don't
it.
want to see, what I don't want to see is India losing to New Zealand in any of these scenarios.
So I've got India and New Zealand in the semi-final. So get ready.
That I
Yeah.
will, I mean, they've broken the curse last year in the 50 over World Cup.
Yes.
I would hate to see that
Yes.
happen again. The
Yes.
only way I think they can, New Zealand might end up actually obviously playing India in the Super 8s if they finish first in the group.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
Yeah.
that will mean they will then directly meet at the final. So that'll be another interesting
I
event.
just have a
So
feeling they'll meet. I just have a feeling. It just happens all
come on, man, come
the
on.
time.
I mean,
But yeah,
if
I've
that
got the
happened,
Windies, man.
you know what I'm worried about? Half of the World Cup, I'm actually on that in that time zone, so I'll be able to watch it during normal time.
Yeah.
I am
Yeah.
going. I'm traveling for the World Cup in the US, and then I'll be back watching a couple of games. But what I'm worried about is when I come back, that's when the Super 8 starts, and
Yes.
I don't want to sit here at 2 o'clock and watch India New Zealand, and New Zealand is beating the shit out of India at two p 2 a.m. 3 a.m. in Australia. I mean, I don't. My wife is not into cricket. I don't have a support system around me to handle that anymore, and it's just not. It just can't happen anymore. I am
It's the
just
same with
done
me
with
with the
that.
Aussies, but we win. That's the thing. We win, so
That's the thing.
it's all
I can't
good.
handle that. 3 a.m. in Australia, sitting in this
Yeah.
corner watching India get beat by New Zealand again in a semi-final.
Yeah,
Just
yeah.
let's
Oh,
just
mate,
hope that doesn't happen.
fingers crossed, Australia, prove me wrong. Not to say I don't expect this or like don't hope or think Australia are capable. They certainly are. But I just worry that. Yeah, back into the tournament, slower pitches may possibly get found out. There's a lot of good teams in there. When it comes to those semi-final predictions, there's so many different picks that you can have, right? And there's merit to all of them. There's merit to a lot of predictions. If you say South Africa will make the final four and win the tournament, there's merit to it. But I just feel in the format that it is with the Super Eights, the way it is, there's going to be some real pressure games, knockout games. And if it's New Zealand, South Africa to go through to the semi-finals, New Zealand have done it more often than South Africa when it comes to those pressure moments, big games to get through. South Africa haven't. That's my reasoning there. But yeah, I think New Zealand just know how to do it. And I like the look of their team. They've got a good balance in their attack as well. So yeah. Yeah. But I think West Indies at home, there's just something about them this year. There's such a feel-good factor with Pooran and Russell and in the middle order. And yeah, Hetmyer is there now, and
Yes.
Brandon King's killing it at the top. Rovman Powell is the captain. He's batting beautifully as well. They've got
He
some
is.
fantastic bowlers. I just feel that there's just such a feel-good factor around the Windies this year, and they're going to do it.
Look,
They're going to
I've
do it.
gone with India, Australia, and my heart, this is purely pick what my heart think, what my heart says.
So you've gone with your heart. I've gone with what I think might probably
But
will
look,
happen.
my mind, my head does say that it'll be a lot more interesting than that. That India might not end up going to the final at all is what my head is saying.
Got to get your batting right, don't you? Because there's a
That's the
lot of
thing.
different combinations.
I'm just hoping there's a way Rinku Singh comes back to this lineup. There's
That's a must.
some niggle, there's some back problem somewhere that they are trying to find. And Rinku Singh somehow comes back
I do
as
worry
a
about your
replacement.
finishing. I do worry about India's finishing. That's a
Because
problem.
Shivam Dubey hasn't really lit up the second half of the tournament after being picked in the team as well. So that's another
No.
worry.
And he's not bowling.
He's
So
not bowling.
that's a worry too. Yep. So there's a few questions for India. I think there's enough quality there to go far, but I don't think they'll get over the line just because they're just, again, there's a few gaps in the team. And they've stuck with some old processes or old methods that I don't think will work. They'll get through to the semi-finals, I think. I think they'll make the final, but I don't think they'll win. So,
All
but
right.
time will tell.
Yeah, time will tell. That's our predictions for the T20 World Cup. We'll be watching eagerly at 2 a.m., at 12:30 a.m., at 1 a.m. from Australia. We'll be
There's some games
following.
early morning here as well, so your
Yes,
9 a.m.s and all that.
yes.
So it's yeah, some
It's a whole timing mess. So let's see what
Prime Video
happens.
as well. It's
Sorry?
got to be on Prime Video for Australia. So there's
Yeah.
no KO, no free to air,
Yep.
none of that stuff. And in the middle of the year when it's all footy season and there's the Euros in the football as
Yep.
well,
No
I
one
just
will be
hope that.
watching in Australia.
I hope that's not the case, but I have
We've
a
got the
feeling it will
Olympics
be.
as well. We've got a lot of stuff happening.
Yes, there's a lot of stuff happening, and this thing's on Prime Video. And yeah, so you're going to have to, the marketers have got to work round the clock to ensure that the tournament is, people in Australia understand that it's on. But it'll be funny if Australia go on and win and no one knows.
Oh, that'd be the best.
It
That's basically what happened in the 50-over World Cup, wasn't it? I went to the office the next day and no one absolutely had a clue. That's what happens in Australia. No one gives a shit about
That's
cricket
the
World Cups
best.
anymore. No one
That
gives
would be the best. That would trigger everyone in the world. I'm telling
a.
you, that'd be gold.
And another photo with Mitchell Marsh's feet on the trophy.
Yes, please.
That'll be the thing. All right. Thank you, Shavel. That was
Thanks,
absolutely
mate.
brilliant. We have got our predictions. Please follow us on YouTube, subscribe to our
Oh,
channel,
man.
like and comment. Please follow us on Instagram. Please follow us on Twitter. We'll be posting regular reels and discussions and comments and whatnot. So we'll be doing this during the World Cup as well, and we'll be following the World Cup. Please expect some stories and some photos from the venue during the World Cup. So it'll be really interesting and really lovely to support India for the T20 World Cup and Australia, obviously, for
Go the
Shabel.
Aussies. Go the Aussies. Come on.
Thank you
Let's
so
go.
much. Let's meet at the next episode. Thank you. Good night.